Hello, my name is Miss Barb. Welcome to Lifeline English, the podcast that helps you know God and know English. You can read the written script for today's lesson online at lifelineenglish.com. Today, I'm going to teach you only one word, but it's a scary one. Demons. In the beginning, God made only good angels, but one of the angels did not want to obey God. His name was Satan. Some of the other angels decided to follow Satan. They stopped obeying God. Satan's angels are called demons. Demons are evil spirits that can live inside people. They tell lies to people. They do not want people to obey God. Okay, ready for the story? It's called Jesus Prays Alone. When I ask a question, I will leave a space. You can answer my question. Then I will say the answer. You can compare your answer with my answer.
The sun went down.
What went down? The sun went down. Was it evening? Yes, it was evening.
The people brought Jesus, everyone who was sick.
Whom did the people bring? The people brought everyone who was sick. To whom did the people bring the sick? The people brought the sick to Jesus.
They also brought him everyone who was controlled by demons.
Whom did the people bring? The people brought everyone who was controlled by demons. Where did the people bring everyone who was controlled by demons? The people brought them to Jesus. Did the demons bring the people? No, the demons did not bring the people. The demons controlled some of the people.
The whole town gathered at the door of the house.
What gathered? The town gathered. How much of the town gathered? The whole town gathered. Where did the town gather? The town gathered at the door of the house. Who was in the house? Jesus was in the house. The people came to Jesus in the evening. The religious leaders did not allow them to come to Jesus during the day because it was a holy day.
Jesus healed many people who had different kinds of illnesses.
Did Jesus say, "Come back in the morning, I'm tired"? No. Jesus did not say this. Who healed? Jesus healed. Whom did Jesus heal? Jesus healed many people. Did the people have illnesses? Yes, the people had illnesses. Did all the people have the same illness? No, the people had different kinds of illnesses. Can Jesus heal people today? Yes, Jesus can heal people today.
He also forced many demons to leave people.
Where were the demons? The demons were in the people. Did the demons leave the people? Yes, the demons left the people. Who forced the demons to leave the people? Jesus forced the demons to leave the people. Did the demons obey the people? No, the people obeyed the demons. Were the people stronger than the demons? No, the demons were stronger than the people. Was Jesus stronger than the demons? Yes, Jesus was stronger than the demons. The demons obeyed Jesus. Can Jesus force demons to leave people today? Yes, Jesus can force demons to leave people today.
He would not allow the demons to speak because they knew who Jesus was.
What were the demons not allowed to do? The demons were not allowed to speak. Who would not allow the demons to speak? Jesus would not allow the demons to speak. Why did Jesus not allow the demons to speak? Jesus did not allow the demons to speak because they knew who he was.
Very early the next morning, Jesus got up. It was still dark.
When did Jesus get up? Jesus got up very early the next morning. Was the sun up? No, it was still dark. The sun was not up.
Jesus left the house. He went to a place where he could be alone.
Did Jesus stay in his bed? No, Jesus left the house. Did Jesus go to a restaurant? No, Jesus did not go to a restaurant. Did Jesus want to be with people? No, Jesus wanted to be alone.
There, Jesus prayed.
Did Jesus eat breakfast? No, Jesus did not eat breakfast. Did Jesus go fishing? No, Jesus did not go fishing. What did Jesus do? Jesus prayed.
Simon and his friends went to find Jesus.
Did Jesus go to find Simon and his friends? No, Simon and his friends went to find Jesus. Did Jesus tell Simon where he was? No, Jesus did not tell Simon where he was.
They told him, "Everyone is looking for you."
Who was looking for Jesus? Everyone was looking for Jesus. Why were they looking for Jesus? They wanted Jesus to heal more people.
Jesus answered, "Let's go to another place, to the towns nearby."
Did Jesus want to stay in the same place? No, Jesus wanted to go to another place. Did Jesus go back to the house? No, Jesus did not go back to the house. Where did Jesus want to go? Jesus wanted to go to the towns nearby.
I must preach there also. That is why I came.
What must Jesus do? Jesus must preach. Where must Jesus preach? Jesus must preach in the towns nearby. Why did Jesus come? Jesus came to preach. Let's listen to the whole story together.
The sun went down. The people brought Jesus, everyone who was sick. They also brought him, everyone who was controlled by demons. The whole town gathered at the door of the house. Jesus healed many people who had different kinds of illnesses. He also forced many demons to leave people. He would not allow the demons to speak because they knew who Jesus was. Very early the next morning, Jesus got up. It was still dark. Jesus left the house. He went to a place where he could be alone. There, Jesus prayed. Simon and his friends went to find Jesus. They told him, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus answered, "Let's go to another place, to the towns nearby. I must preach there also. That is why I came."
This story is in the third person. I will tell the story again in the first person. This is how the story would sound if Jesus told it. The sun went down. The people brought me everyone who was sick. They also brought me everyone who was controlled by demons. The whole town gathered at the door of the house. I healed many people who had different kinds of illnesses. I also forced many demons to leave people. I would not allow the demons to speak because they knew who I was. Very early the next morning, I got up. It was still dark. I left the house. I went to a place where I could be alone. There I prayed. Simon and his friends went to find me. They told me, "Everyone is looking for you." I answered, "Let's go to another place, to the towns nearby. I must preach there also. That is why I came." In this story, many people wanted Jesus to do things for them. Who wants you to do things for them? Maybe your children, or your spouse, or your boss. Maybe it's your parents, or your friends. Maybe all of them. Do you feel stress trying to make everyone happy? Do you know why you came? What is the purpose of your life? If we know the purpose of our life, we will know when to say yes and when to say no to our friends. Jesus knew why he came. Jesus knew what his Father wanted him to do. Jesus wanted to make his Father happy, more than he wanted to make his friends happy. He knew he had to say no to Simon and his friends. Instead, Jesus knew he needed to go to other towns and preach in them. Jesus found direction for his days by praying. You can find the purpose of your life and direction for your days the same way. Get alone. Ask God to show you what to do. Then read God's book, the Bible. Obey what God says in the Bible. I would love to receive a message from you. You can write me. Go to lifelineenglish.com. Until next time, may Jesus help you know him and know English. Goodbye.